It's gonna be scary. Not for us.
All engine running. Liftoff.
To Hart on Thompson, steps right, shoots for the win of three. He got it! He got it!
This ain't my first rodeo.
Westbrook to the basket. Turns Schroeder around. Russell Westbrook.
House the three and the lead. You betcha.
Covington, biggest shot of the game, and he hits it. The corner.
PJ Tucker.
Gordon by
Gordon Ranch.
It's time to accomplish something together that we haven't accomplished before.
We both understand that we have one common goal, and that's to win a championship, so.
Let's get it.
What is up, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host, Jackson Gatlin. You can catch me on Twitter at JT Gatlin. And of course, our show is also on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. And if you appreciate what we do here at Locked On Rockets, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button either on iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform you use. Drop us a review, leave us some stars, and share the podcast on your social media. I would sincerely appreciate it. Now, I usually start these podcasts the same way. I try to keep the intro relatively similar from podcast to podcast. But right now, I have a favor to ask of you. I am setting a personal goal that from when I took over the podcast from Ben back in October, I've had a smattering of reviews on iTunes since then. And I'm setting a personal goal that I would really, really, really like to get the show up to 300 reviews before the NBA season comes back. I think we're sitting at 249 right now. So that is 51 reviews short of my goal. I would really like to hit that goal before the NBA season resumes. And if you could help me out by writing a review, if you haven't already, I would really appreciate it because I really want to hit that number. I'm just setting that as a personal goal between now and July 30th when NBA basketball gets back. So now that that little bit is out of the way, now that I have begged on my hands and knees for your review, let's get to the news of today. So I wanted to get this podcast out yesterday, Wednesday, unfortunately, and there were some scheduling complications that I had to deal with, so I am a day late on this. But let's address some of the news that has been coming out regarding the return to play in Orlando and the fact that, honestly, it's so funny. When this all started getting announced, right, it's mid-afternoon, like Tuesday, I think it was, and this all starts getting announced, and basically, they are separating the 22 teams that are returning to Orlando are being separated into three different groups. And of these three groups, they're going to be staying in three of the different Walt Disney hotels that are on the NBA bubble, the NBA campus, so to speak. And basically, they segmented them based on their standings. And looking at it, the initial separation of it, you would think, basically, the NBA's logic behind it was to separate the teams based on who they expect to be in the playoffs the longest. And so the Rockets are not in Tier 1, which I'm sure Rockets fans will take exception to. I certainly did. So the separations are as follows. So the first hotel, the first resort, is the Grand Destino. And the team staying there will be the Bucks, the Lakers, the Raptors, the Clippers, the Celtics, the Nuggets, the Jazz, and the Heat. The second hotel is the Grand Floridian, where the Thunder, the 76ers, your Houston Rockets, the Pacers, Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, and Magic will be staying. And then the Yacht Club is the final group, where the Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards will be staying. So just looking at this tweet from Shams, it was one of the funniest things that I've ever seen, because if you tried to rewind time and go back like 5 months ago and say, hey, so 5 months from now, we're going to be talking about resuming the NBA season at Walt Disney World and teams are going to be separated into three different hotels based on their standings, that just sounds bananas. And so I want to get into that a little bit. We'll get into that kind of in the second segment of the podcast. I just wanted to put that bug in your ear, kind of in case you haven't already seen the news about the separation of the teams. That's just kind of how they're doing it. But I want to get into, Before we get into the funny bits and the memes behind all that, I do want to get into the actual logistics of the return to play scenario and kind of this rough outline of how things are going to go from basically roughly right now until the NBA resumes July 30th. So it's kind of a tiered plan, a phased out plan. So phase one is June 12th through 22nd. Players who are currently outside of the United States should return to their team's home market by June 15th, and all other players must return to their team's home market by June 22nd for mandatory testing beginning on June 23rd. The only exception herein is that the Toronto Raptors, who, due to quarantine and travel issues in Canada, will travel directly to Naples, Florida, and use the Alico Arena in Florida Gulf Coast University as their practice facility. The other notes on this phase include players may work out at their team facility on a voluntary basis. Only individual workouts will be permitted, and players must contact their team to schedule any workouts or treatment sessions. Teams may also conduct virtual workout sessions like Zoom, FaceTime, Skype, whatever, that players would do from their homes. Once they're in their market, players are expected to remain at home with members of their household and only leave for training or treatment at team facility or essential activities like buying groceries. Anyone residing at a player's household is asked to limit their travel and exposure to other people. So that is phase one. Phase two, team practice facility. Basically, consistent with phase one, players are expected to remain at home and with their household members, only leaving for essential activities. Teams will begin mandatory COVID-19 testing for all players and staff. The testing will actually consist of the shallow like nasal swab instead of the one that like goes back and scrambles your brain. So, and also an oral swab, because that was an area that was kind of touchy for the NBA Players Association. They wanted a different method, and they were kind of, as discussions were working for both sides, from the NBA to the NBA Players Association, they didn't want to be getting this deep nasal scrub every single day or multiple times a day. That was just not something players were looking forward to, and I sympathize with that, so it's good that they're not having to do that every day. However, that does play in a little bit later on. Players may also volunteer to participate in a Yale University study that has the goal of developing a saliva-based test for the coronavirus. If a player or household member is feeling sick or has any symptoms associated with COVID-19, they must report symptoms to the team's medical staff and follow the guidance provided by the staff. So, and then it lists off all the symptoms. So if there are players who are either excused or protected and do not have to perform, their salary will actually be reduced by 1 out of 92.6 for each game that the player misses, with the maximum reduction being 14 out of 92.6 games. So the protected players are anybody who believes that they are at a higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19 or... You know, there's that handful. So like, you know, Damian Lillard, just because he's a crybaby, doesn't fall into that list. These are players who have proof from medical experts that they shouldn't be exposing themselves to COVID-19. And if a player just wants to be excused, he has to let his team know by June 25th. So that's phase two. Phase three is short and sweet. Individual workouts mandatory for all players, and this is July 1st through 11th. So individual workouts mandatory for all players. Group workouts are still prohibited for medical reasons, and no more than 8 players will be permitted in the team's facility at any one time. Head coaches may now participate in and observe individual workouts. That's the big one, because now you can get Mike D'Antoni in there, kind of checking in with his players. Obviously, he's been in tune with them via Zoom, via FaceTime, all these different things. But he also, you know, it's not the same. You know, if you've been doing anything, any kind of work from home, or, you know, even just working on your hobbies from whatever it may be, doing things remotely is not the same as that in-person feel, especially when it comes to sports. You know, I can hardly imagine what it's been like for these players to try and do their individual workouts at home and you know, orchestrating with trainers and coaching staff over phone calls or over Skype or Zoom, rather than having that in-person feel that they normally get. So I'll keep rolling through this list because I want to make sure we get all of these phases out of the way so that we're in the same boat, so that we both understand exactly how things are progressing moving forward. And we'll get more on that coming up in just one second. And we are back in here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, running through the phased return to action plan as released by Shams Charania of The Athletic. So phase four, which is phase 4A technically, is from July 7th to 11th, and this is actually where Disney World comes into play. So teams will either take a chartered flight or bus to Orlando on a staggered basis over July 7th through 9th to begin team activities. Upon arrival, players and team staff must stay isolated in their rooms until they return two negative PCR tests at least 24 hours apart. So they've got to get two negative tests 24 hours apart. That's mandatory. Players will have the option to wear a proximity alarm that will notify a player if he spends more than 5 seconds within 6 feet of another person on campus who is also wearing the alarm. So if Brody and the Beard are hanging out too close for more than 5 seconds, their buzzers are going to start going off if they're wearing them. It's optional. All team and league staff, potentially excluding the referees, must wear the alarm. It's optional for players. League staff and team staff have to wear the alarms, which makes sense. Certain Disney staff will not be required to reside at the NBA campus and will not undergo coronavirus testing. However, they will be screened each and every day on campus to take their temperature and to check for symptoms. So this was a major area of concern for some people when we originally started discussing, you know, Walt Disney MBA, is how are you going to actually incorporate the employees that work there? Because you can't force them to live on the campus. No, but you can limit their interaction with the NBA players. You can put in more preventative measures. And just like this, you know, for anybody who is currently working in customer service or in a quote unquote essential position, lots of places are doing this already, where if you go into work, you have to scan for your temperature. If there's any symptoms whatsoever, if you have a cough, if you have a fever, if you're doing any of that, then you get sent home immediately. That's the proper precaution to take. And so it sounds like this is the route that they decided to go. Rather than forcing employees to live on campus, they will be free to come and go. However, it will be suggested, right? Same thing as the family members from earlier in phase two. It'll be suggested that these employees, you know, limit their interactions with others, you know, practice all the same safety precautions outside of work so that they don't bring COVID into the NBA bubble. Everyone on the NBA campus will be required to wear a face mask at all times except when eating in their individual rooms or during a workout while engaged in a physical activity outdoors that is not within 6 feet of another person. So basically swimming, reading a book alone, things like that. Physical distancing protocol of 6 feet or more should be respected at all times except during team workouts and when team health and performance staff is working with a player. Players will also have the option of wearing a smart ring that may help with the early detection of the coronavirus and will track temperature, respiratory and heart rate, and other measures. Effective July 7th, random anti-drug testing will resume, but only for SPEDs and diuretics. No testing will be done for recreational substances, seeing as how players may have been dabbling in those during the break. But players remain subject to discipline for possession or use of prohibited recreational substances. No, recreational use of marijuana is not legal in the state of Florida. Phase 4B, which is from the 11th of the 11th of July to July 21st, also the continuation of the Walt Disney World plan. Teams may engage in group workouts, practices, weight training, meetings, and other team activities. In addition to group workouts, players will be permitted to conduct individual off- and on-court workouts or drills under the supervision of team staff. COVID-19 testing will continue with regular PCR testing, daily temperature checks, symptom checks, pulse oximetry, finger clip device to measure oxygen levels. I have one of those. My mom got me one of those. She was like, "You need to be doing this. You're a type 1 diabetic." And I was like, I still haven't taken out of the box. Sorry, Mom. Anyways, at all times on the court, players must avoid spitting or clearing their nose, wiping the ball with their jerseys, licking their hands, and unnecessarily touching their mouth guard. I am looking at you, Steph Curry, even though he's not going to be there. I just need to vent for a second. The way that he pulls his mouth guard out and chews on it and like just chomps on it while he's at the free throw line is the most annoying thing that I've ever seen. Moving on. After the initial self-isolation through July 21st, players may eat meals and participate in social activities, ping pong, golf, video games, card games, etc., while with individuals residing within their respective hotels. So for the Rockets, it would be all the teams residing at the Grand Floridian, so 76ers, the Thunder, the Mavericks, etc., provided that they maintain physical distancing. Until July 21st, players are requested to have only brief interactions with players residing in other hotels that are encountered in common areas of the NBA campus. Any meal eaten with another player on another team must be eaten outside. Players are not permitted to enter each other's hotel rooms due to infection concerns. Disney chefs will prepare daily meals, and there will also be room service options. Subject to a few exceptions, food deliveries from outside the NBA campus are not permitted. At his own expense, a player is permitted to hire a personal chef located outside of the NBA campus to prepare and send food into the NBA campus on a daily basis. No one will be prevented from leaving the NBA campus, but the expectation is that all players will remain on the campus. The NBA campus includes several hotels housing players and staff, the Wide World of Sports complex, separate practice courts, and various other auxiliary sites established like a golf course or medical facility. If a player leaves without prior approval upon reentry, he will be subject to enhanced testing, including the, I'm going to butcher this word, the nasopharyngeal, basically the brain scramble swab, so the deep nasal swab testing, a 10 to 14 day self-quarantine period, and a reduction in compensation for any game in which he is unable to play as a result of his absence from the campus. Phase 5, teams will play 3 scrimmage games against other NBA teams residing in their same hotel. So this is where it gets a little interesting for the Rockets, where they do have 2 other Western Conference teams in their respective hotel, which includes the Thunder. There we go. Sorry, blanked on that. I wanted to say Mavericks first, but I was trying to go in order of seeding. So the Thunder are there and the Mavericks are there, because again, the Grand Floridian is kind of those mid-tier playoff teams, which the Rockets shouldn't be there. But they are the mid-tier playoff teams. The Grandestino is the upper tier of playoff teams, and then the Yacht Club is the lower tier kind of fringe teams. From July 22nd until the end of the 2019-2020 season, players are permitted to socialize with players and team staff from hotels other than the one in which they are residing. As before, players are not permitted to enter each other's hotel rooms due to infection concerns. Phase 6, teams will play 8 seeding games to conclude the 2019-2020 regular season, followed by a play-in tournament if necessary for the 8th seed in each conference and the traditional 16-team, 4-round, 7-game NBA playoffs. So this is the phase that kicks off July 30th, and this will run all the way through October 13th. Upon completion of each team's season, the team will immediately depart the NBA campus. For each player to leave the NBA campus, he must have returned a negative PCR result within 24 hours of his scheduled departure. So this final segment is about player guests. So each team that advances past the first round of the playoffs will be permitted to reserve up to 17, if the team brings 17 players, and down to 15 if it brings only 15 players, guest rooms for guests of players on the NBA campus. Players are responsible for the cost of each hotel room used for a player guest. The cost of meals and testing for player guests will not be charged to players. All player guests must undergo 3 days of self-quarantine and testing either in a house or hotel in the team's home market or in Orlando outside of the NBA campus. Assuming that the player guest does not return a positive PCR test, then the player guest may then come to the NBA campus but must remain in quarantine for 4 days after arrival while having COVID-19 testing each of those days. Agents are not eligible unless he or she is a family member of the player. So no Rich Paul, no tampering going on there. Player guests who will leave the NBA campus will not be permitted to return. Meanwhile, the NBA has also informed its teams on Tuesday that they will stay in these Disney hotels based upon current conference positioning. Just like I mentioned earlier, so the Grandestino bracket, the Grand Floridian bracket, and the Yacht Club bracket. So to reiterate, Grandestino is Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, Jazz, and Heat. Floridian is Thunder, 76ers, Rockets, Pacers, Mavericks, Nets, Grizzlies, and Magic. And the Yacht Club, Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards. Minor tangent. I saw somebody suggest on Twitter the other day that we take to, just like we started calling the teams that did not make it to Orlando, the Delete Eight. the eight teams that were too poverty stricken to make it to Orlando this year. Somebody on Twitter suggested that we call the middling teams, the teams that are kind of at the tail end of the lottery, but also like not quite true playoff contenders, that we start calling those teams the Yacht Club each and every year. And I am 100% behind that decision. I am down to start calling those teams the Yacht Club. So this year, the Yacht Club: Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards. Makes sense. So teams have also been told of four required positions among the 35-position traveling party: an athletic trainer, a strength and conditioning coach, an equipment manager, and a team security official. Each team can also include a player's private personal trainer, massage therapist, or security professional. And finally, players were also informed of the following entertainment options that will be available to them at the Disney World Resort: hotel amenities, players-only lounge, which will include NBA 2K, TVs, gaming, plenty of pools, trails, barbers, manicurists, pedicurists, a 24-hour VIP concierge service, daily entertainment, movie screenings, DJ sets, video games, ping pong, pool, lawn games, and players can also attend other games. I absolutely love that decision. I think that if you're going to quarantine players in an NBA bubble, then that is absolutely the one of the things that you could do to add some spice to the games, to have the opposing players just be in the stadium, in the arena, while you are playing your games. I think that is a phenomenal detail that they've thrown in there. And I cannot wait to see how that plays out. So in this final segment coming up here in just a moment, I do want to talk about that. But quick, I have a quick message from myself and from the Locked On Podcast Network as a whole. The Locked On Podcast Network stands against racism and social injustice, and that's why we, the hosts, are actually making personal donations to local and national organizations that are fighting for change. And in the month of June, Locked On is actually matching the total of all host donations up to an additional $10,000. So to make your own donation along with us, please visit lockedonpodcast.com/Black Lives Matter. Let me drop in a quick word from our friends over at Blinkist. This app, seriously, one of the ultimate life hacks. I mean, it really is my secret weapon for being able to learn new things, you know, listen to the books that I've never had the chance to really sit down and read. You know, basically, Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can listen to. I mean, it's perfect for running errands, for on the way to and from work. If you're not listening to this podcast, you can check out Blinkist, and you can do that right now. You can check out their massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books that you want, all for one low price, right now, for a limited time, because they have a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/MBA and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/MBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/MBA. I want to tell you guys really quickly about RockAuto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers, that's not fair. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, kind of like what airlines do. RockAuto.com is actually for everybody and doesn't require a membership or account login or anything like that. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even brand new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, you can get everything you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. So be sure to go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. And also be sure to write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" section so that they know exactly that we sent you there. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And we are back in here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So as I was getting wildly excited at the end of the last segment, basically, you know, there's a handful of things that I'm excited about from this news breaking about how the bubble will function. And a few of those points, just talking about like the possible preseason, first off. Ideally, if the Rockets' only preseason opponents of the three games are going to come against the teams that are housed in the same hotel, I'm thinking the best lineup would be Thunder, 76ers, and Mavericks. And my reasoning for that is the Thunder and Mavericks are legitimately potential playoff matchups. So you'd like to get a quick glimpse at what those two teams look like before headed into your seeding games and before heading into the playoffs. And I'd like the 76ers for a bit of a personal reason. And also, I think it'd be nice to see just how small ball functions against a big like Embiid. And then the second part of that is I'd really like to see Russ and Embiid play against each other because that's always fireworks. And the fact that those two guys are going to be staying in the same hotel, I mean, I hope that they'll play nice, but just the sheer thought of how much drama is potentially going to be going on in these three respective hotels is just ridiculous. It's almost like NBA Big Brother. It's like you're sticking all these professional athletes in three different hotels. You know, it's like they're going to be forming alliances and, you know, all this silly shenanigans. I want to take bets to see who the first player is that's going to go like Dennis Rodman AWOL and just like bounce to Vegas or go home or fly overseas for a little bit, because you already know somebody's going to do it. Like somebody is going to be cooped up inside the NBA bubble and like 2 weeks into it be like, yep, I'm out, and they're just going to leave. And I don't know who the smart money would be on for that player. If J.R. Smith was active on a roster, I'd put my money on him. But I'll have to sit down and actually jot down a list of names that I really think it makes sense for. And kind of past that, I think it really is. I was joking about earlier with the whole like wristband thing, you know, but that part is really cool. The fact that the NBA really has put a lot of thought and time and effort into this to try and revive their product and bring us back an NBA season, which I appreciate. You know, they could have very easily just scrapped the season. Obviously, there's a lot of money involved in scrapping the season, so there's definitely, you know, incentive for them to bring back the NBA season and have some semblance of a return to play. But they could have chosen the easy way out. They could have not worried about it. They could have just said, you know, wiped their hands and said, yep, we're done. You know, we can't find a safe way back. We will revisit this and we'll just start up the 2020-2021 season and call it a day. Now, my last thing that I do want to get to regarding this, and there's a lot of memes and jokes and all sorts of stuff that has been spilling out after this announcement, and I'll be sure to bring those up in the coming days. But one thing that doesn't have anything to do with this that I do want to highlight for a brief moment was an interaction on Twitter, and it involves a good friend of the podcast, Mr. Roosh Williams himself. So Roosh got into it with Aubrey Huff on Twitter, so former baseball player. I'm trying to find the right way How do I describe this? Okay, so he gets into it with Aubrey Huff on Twitter. They have a little bit of a back and forth. Roosh calls him a loser, and Aubrey Huff comes back and thinks that Roosh is, for whatever reason, a former Rockets player. And so he quote tweets Roosh and says, "How many championships did you win with the Houston Rockets? I won two with the Giants." And they go kind of, they have a little bit of a back and forth. And if you followed me on my Twitter for any amount of time, you know that I throw up like the most ridiculous Photoshops and just like quick memes about the Rockets or about the NBA in general. And so Roosh hit me up and was like, "Hey man, do you think you could do a quick Photoshop job for me and throw my face onto a Rockets championship poster?" And I was like, "Dude, all right, bet, I got you." And so it took me like 5-10 minutes. I whipped it up and threw it on there. And so then Roosh goes back and replies to Aubrey, and he's like, "Hey, I won two with the Houston Rockets in 94 and 95. It looks like we're even as far as that goes." Responds with the poster with his face photoshopped on there, and I highly suggest you check it out because it's incredible to see how Rockets Twitter immediately jumped to his defense and started saying stuff like, "I remember that third quarter in game 3 of 94, came off the bench with the steal and dropped 8 in quick succession on Starks. That was wild, man." Other people, you know, saying, "Yeah, that one time he tried to fight Vernon Maxwell on the bench, dude was wild in those days." All these Rockets Twitter members who immediately jumped in and started just gassing up Roosh. And I don't know if Aubrey realized that he isn't a former player, but that interaction brought, you know, gave me some serious life. It was much needed in these kind of dark days that we're dealing with everything going on in the world right now. And so I highly suggest you go check it out. I retweeted it, and it's up there on Roosh's Twitter, on my Twitter, and it's just a fun little rabbit hole to jump into if you are interested. So I think that is where I'm going to wrap things up for today. I do have more thoughts and want to share them about what's going on with the return to action and kind of all this news that has been pouring out in the recent days regarding that. And we'll get more on that coming up in our future podcast for this week. But for today, I think that's where we'll wrap things up. So as always, thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.